Okay. Oops. And so do we have any new data sets that are going to be going in? Like, I can't really remember, Austin, if you've done any new stuff since.
I have a bunch of rice annotations, but they're gene annotations. And I guess I'm not sure if those are something that we're trying to include in this release or not, but they're new, I guess what I would call them, subcellular localization annotations.
Okay. And maybe Pankaj can weigh in on that.
Yeah, because it's part of our that new gene atlas or gene repository, I don't know what you want to call it, that yeah. We've been working on. And I don't think that thing's not ready to go, but I don't know if maybe the annotations are fine anyway, because they're GAF format. So
yeah.
Justin, do you have the new rice annotations?
He should have my test ones. I don't think I gave him the final ones.
So even if we can continue with the annotations that he has, only thing is his annotations are at the transcript level and not at the gene level. The current ones in the Pantheon database, we need to fix that. It should be transformed into a gene level, not at the thing. So, and that is true for many of the other genomes that he's handled. So if we can clean that up and add your annotations, that would be fine with me.
So they should be at the gene level?
Do we have a master list of genes, like FASTA format genes?
For
rice, I could just clear out the ones that have.
It's easy because the transcript ID is the same as the gene ID except for 0.1, 2, and 3.
Right. So I can just wipe anything that has a point or a dash 0, 1. Yeah, right.
All of them have it. So either a dot or a dash, and then just make them unique.
Okay, so you guys are talking about two different data sets, right? So you have these new ones that you did, right, Austin, on the subcellular localization.
Right.
Another set that Justin has. Justin, are you able to, are you hearing this?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you hadn't said anything, so I'm not sure if your mic was working.
I was about to, but then people kept talking.
Sorry, Justin, I'll let you go.
No.
Jump in.
So yeah, I have a new IPR scan run that Pankaj asked. I haven't really checked to compare to see how it differed from the older set.
And that's for just rice?
Right now, I can do it for others. I just need to update the FASTA files.
So that goes for me as well. My pipeline is just scripted, so any FASTA files I can quickly cram through the pipeline to generate subcellular.
So the key thing is to figure out what needs to be done here, which is, so you were saying, Pankaj, you were saying that they need to go in and remove the
isoforms. I think the IPR scan returned less results this time. So I will hold on to releasing that, and before we test it, what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we already have existing set, right?
Yeah.
I think if we can clean it up and make it as a gene level annotation, that would be fine. And we supplement it with the one that Austin has brought in. Okay. And you already have a work of, this is for rice. Same way, if you can pull out the annotations, I don't know, for maize version 4 from Gramini.
Yeah, I have the ones that I generated for Jacob.
Right. So
I just pulled those straight from Gramini, although it doesn't give them in GAF format. I had to put them in GAF format, but.
Can you do that in the GAF format?
I wrote a little thing that does it.
But does it include all the evidences, like whether it was done using IPR scan or something like that?
No. Well, it's got evidence codes.
But what is the evidence?
I don't think that was available through BioMart. Mm-hmm. Unless the files were available through, I didn't check. I didn't think to check their FTP server.
Now check if you can pull from the BioMart using by checking Go and interpret together.
Okay.
Check it out. But otherwise, as long as you can integrate the version 4 IDs in the annotation that we have for Maze.
Are you saying you want me to use like a mapping file instead?
Yeah, you have the mapping file, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So put the old one as the synonym and the new ones go in as the primary IDs now.
Okay.
And you have the alias file too, so you can add the aliases as well.
Okay.
Recreate that, and if the annotations are at the transcript level, you need to change it to the gene level. Just do it for protein coding, nothing else.
Okay.
And I don't know how quickly, Austin, you can get the cellular component information for Maze genes if you would like to do that.
If they have, if it's just a FASTA, if it's already formatted as a FASTA, I could probably do it in a day.
Yeah, can you, Justin, point him to the peptide file for the Maze version 4?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Point him to that. Okay. Rice and Maize, any other genome that came up as a new one? I believe sorghum was another one, but sorghum and barley. But Austin, check with Justin Els, Justin Priest. He might know. Okay.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would just say go ahead with this release with these new data sets. And do we need any modifications for the P, whatever it is called, PGDSO or something like that?
The
plant growth and development, do we need any changes?
Oh, well, you mean based on the results of the review from the paper?
Yeah.
Well, that's something maybe we have to look into and discuss. I mean, some of their comments were critical of the way that the PG or the PSDS is set up, but those are pretty major changes that I don't think we want to rush into.
All right.
I can take a look at it though, and we're going to probably meet with Ramona. I sort of felt that the comment that the reviewer, we're talking about, we had this, the rest of you probably don't know about this. Ramona and I wrote a paper on the developmental stage, and the reviewers were kind of critical of, at least one reviewer was kind of critical of the way some of the things that are done in the developmental stage side of the ontology, of the plant ontology. But I'm not sure if they weren't, you know, if that was more just a complaint. I think if we address the problems with the transcriptome analysis, then we should be fine. But we should take a look at those comments. You know, one of the things he didn't like, or she didn't like, whoever reviewer one was, they didn't like the way we have it. The whole plant flowering stage is a continuous stage in these plants that cycle in and out of flowering. So that, you know, we went through a big process to figure that all out way back a few years ago. And so I don't know if I don't think we want to try to rush that into this release. If we do need to make changes in it, we could always do it on the dev side and, you know, have it be available there and then do a quick release in the new year sometime. So.
Speaking of, I don't know if I missed it at the beginning. Where are we at with the occurs in?
Well, we're working on that. Okay, so maybe let's finish what we're talking about with this stuff. Sorry. I'll never come back to that. That was kind of the next thing I was going to talk about. So, you know, actually what might be good is if we have any sorghum or yam data, since we're putting the ontology in, I don't know if we have, if that's available.
Sorghum, I think we may be able to pull out the sorghum gene expression data to Atlas. Doreen's lab just created one, I guess.
Yeah, I think I saw that. And in terms of the timing of the release, you know, we had kind of talked about the 15th, but I'm going to be gone all next week, and along with Austin at the Phenoscape meeting. So I think we should be looking at trying to get as much of it done as we can before then, and then, you know, finish it up the following week.
Mm-hmm. And for sorghum, do we have the germplasm data phenotypes?
Yeah, Austin. That's what I was kind of wondering about.
From, would it be from Grimm?
Most likely, I would think.
If it's from Grint, I can see if they came down in the scrape, and then if the I would have to make a mapping file for whatever Grint's descriptors are in that category.
Yeah, I can help with that if you want, since you are away next week.
Yeah, and since we've been working on the sorghum stuff, we've been learning about what sorghum, I mean, not the sorghum, but at least in the yam, we've been learning about how yams grow.
Yeah, I'd be happy to pull out I can pull out all the descriptors and get those to Marie this week, and then between her automated mapping and mine, I can manually go through and take all that. And
typing, it's kind of hard to hear you.
It's me.
And there's like a tractor driving by my house right now. But if I can get those descriptors mapped and we have equivalences in the TO, or at least a mapping location where that we can agree on, then it shouldn't be too hard to move those, to move Grin's phenotypes into our system.
Yeah, so if you can work on sending me like the description list, and then I on the mapping and send you that back.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do that today.
Okay. And I work on that probably next week.
Perfect.
Yeah.
To have the mapping, yeah.
Okay. So that sounds good. But what I wanted to know, Austin, have you created any new genotype or phenotype annotation files since the release in February? That are already up there that aren't on live yet?
Have I created any new, sorry, you cut out there.
Oh, like, because the last release we did was in February. And so I was wondering if there were new data files already existing that will be going in.
Oh, shoot.
So you don't, I mean, you don't have to pull it off the top of your head right now, but if you can look into that and let me know so that I'm kind of making a list of all the stuff that's going to be new.
Yeah, sure. I can dig around and see what's changed since then.
You'd be able to tell from the SVN.
Yeah, I think if we just look at the SVN, any commits would be.
Let me just pull it up here right now. It would probably be TO associations, right? Yeah. Well, we can look at this afterwards.
Yeah, there's.
It'd be really good to clean up these test files too, the test folders. Kind of get rid of some of these. If we're going to use them, we should put them into the database. And if not, maybe we can get rid of them. I don't know.
I'm going to keep using the test green one, so I'd like that one to stay.
Yeah, I just wanted, like, if there's things that are in progress, you know, that we can move out into the database, it'd be great. What do we have in the PO here? I still have a few things. So that's good. It's nice to have some new stuff to show. Okay, so in terms of the other ontologies, in terms of the TO, Marie and I have been working on, because we're talking about making a paper on the TO2, we went through and made kind of a list of priorities. We still have about 120 terms that have no definition. So we're kind of trying to address those and a bunch of them that need the definition or the definitions fixed. And this, at the same time, we're fixing all those ones that have the occurs in. There's actually only about 120 instances of occurs in, so it's not a big problem.
And if we use like the pattern
approach,
I mean, that would be fixed all in one, so we don't have to really.
Yeah.
And so we discussed with Chris last Friday, and so we started to clean. Yeah, so we started with the Pico to put like the all, let's say, workflow in place. So on the CVS, because the pattern will be defined using like CSV or TSV files separately from the ontology. And so we have been discussing having like some sort of the pattern will be managed in those files and then imported it to into the current ontology file. And that would be the same approach for the Pico and the TO. And so Chris started to set that up on the Pico. And so he hasn't finished, but he was, almost done with that. And then once he did that for the Pico, I mean, I can, since he has not many time, I mean, I can do that for the TO. I mean, use the same approach. So it just, we have been discussing this approach of how to deal with, to have those patterns and how to manage them. Basically, and I think we come up on an agreement on that.
Yeah, so, we should be able to get that done in the next week or so. So,
yeah, and so that should be ready before the release. And so, Justin, hopefully, you should not run into the problem with the reasoner again.
Yeah, and once we get that revised TO file, we'll get Justin to test it and on dev.
Okay. Yeah, and Chris, and Justin, Chris asked a question and I didn't know the answer. He asked me, when you run the, do you run the reasoner on the big planteum.org file before to load that into Amigo?
I'm not sure what you're asking. I mean, when I tell Amigo to load, it runs OwlTools and it's got its own default settings for running reasoners and that kind of stuff. And I just pointed at the plantium.owl file. Plantium.owl file, you know, imports in the other ontologies that we're looking for.
Yeah, so because it was maybe suggesting that instead of having like Amigo, like crashing because of this, like inconsistencies, maybe we can have like some sort of information before the load. So if we can have like some sort of a system set up directly on quantum.org. But I mean, I'm not Chris, so he will explain better than I do. So yeah, it's just what he said.
Yeah, we'd probably have to work with Chris if we want to do something like that, because I don't know the internals of it that well.
Okay.
For sure how that's working.
Okay.
Okay, any more questions or comments on that?
Not on my side.
Yeah, that's kind of underway. And the other new thing that's gonna be in the release is we moved, Justin, moved Noctua over to the live. Maybe you could comment on this. It was pointing at our dev site before, right?
Well, it's still, I haven't really changed anything. I did a while ago that noctua.plantium.org and noctua-dev.plantium.org are the same version.
Okay.
They're literally aliases for each other. It's not even like they're running off separate but identical databases. They're identical.
So now there's just one version?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think we only ever had one version. We had it as dev, and then we just decided, well, we should probably take the dev out of the URL, and so that's all we did.
Okay.
But we kept the old URL in case people wanted to use it.
The dev.noctua?
or it's, I think it was Noctua-dev.plantain. Right. Yeah.
And so, and you were doing some testing on it, right? You said there was...
Well, so I wanted to make sure that we were up to date with whatever the gene ontology people had updated within Noctua. And when I did that, it broke. For whatever reason, it no longer will recognize a catalog file. And I was using that to point it at local files. Uh-huh. And so it no longer knew how to find the ontologies. So all I had to do is change it to explicitly define the path where the ontologies were instead of trying to use the catalog file. I don't understand why they removed it, because they spent all this time getting us to use it, a catalog file for Amigo, telling us it was so much better.
Right.
So I don't know why they took it out.
I don't know either.
It still works for Amigo, so.
But so I remember when we were when we were doing this back when we were having the workshop, we had to set up the gene files for Noctua and have them in there. So now it's looking at the live database. So anything that's, I'm kind of confused about the
database. Sorry, I did do that. It is now pointing at the live database.
Okay. So now we should be able to, using the gene names that are in the live database?
Should be able to, yes. I haven't tested it, but I did tell it to, and it looks like it is reading from browser.plantiome instead of dev.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot I did that too.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. I haven't had a chance to play with it too much lately, so I don't know if this is something that we need to keep developing on. But at least for the time being, it's not going to say dev anymore, so that's good. It's pointing at the live database.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just thinking if there's other things. Any updates, Austin? What's the timeline for getting the stress ontology up onto, at least onto our GitHub? And
It can move over whenever. I haven't done any work on it since, I mean, it's been about a month probably since I've actually looked at it, but it's just the names are weird, but everything is there. It just needs the hierarchy, the upper level hierarchy, I've split now in one way, and it could potentially be argued that it needs to be split in a different way, but all of those changes could be made to the CSV hierarchy file that gets grinded up by the pattern apply. So it's there. I can move it over. I think what we need to, I would like to agree upon whether it's going to be called OOPS or PSO or whatever. We had debates about that, just so that, because you know how renaming things in GitHub is a little wonky when you try to
right.
do that.
Right, and we know from this Pico experience how much work it is if you have to change the name later.
Exactly, so if you know, whatever, Pankaj, you make the call, tell me what you want it to be called, I can rename everything and move it over to the GitHub post-haste, but I wouldn't suggest releasing it yet just because the names are so weird.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, so maybe we want to leave this, but we should maybe make this a priority for the next release.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
And get it. I just like to see it kind of getting in there and getting integrated, because then we'll be able to figure out all the other things that need to be done on it. And
right.
Personally, I think Plant Stress Ontology, if we can use that name, would, I think it's better than OOPS. OOPS is cute, but.
Yeah, I just like it, the differentiation from all the PSO.
Yeah. TO, I mean, we had TO, talked TO. About merging in the existing terms from the PSO, the existing.
Those
PSO.
Are in there. Yeah, I have.
They're in there. Okay, good. So, I don't know, maybe we need to have a call, another call that actually take a look at this and like look over, you could show more what you've done and so on. And So what do you mean that you mentioned in your little blurb there that you said that the names are weird? What's your name?
Well, it's because everything that's all of the on top, all of the terms or all the diseases are being scraped from the website from right. APS,
right.
And the format of the names on APS is, I mean, it's the Wild West. It's whatever got put in there. Some of them are ancient, right. And so. I wrote a script to try to make them, I mean, they want them to conform, I want them to conform to the pattern. So I wrote a script that sort of pulls the name out, searches for the disease in there. And if it does, then it doesn't repeat the disease in there. But if it doesn't, then it applies the pattern that I said, which is like disease name, or it starts with the, let's see, it starts with the path, it's the pathogen, then the disease name, and then of, and then the host. So it would be like Magnaportha rice blast disease of rice would be the name that I was trying to get. But because of the names, some of the names that are in there currently are really weird. Like they have like, it's like a full sentence description and it has like parentheses with links and stuff. Those sometimes get incorporated into the name.
Yeah. So,
the name ends up really, really long. It's like a sentence long name and it has like, you know, virus in there twice and then a link to like a name, the name of whatever pathogen. So they're not pretty. Is what I'm saying.
There's going to be some cleanup needed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's thousands of them. There's, I think, 3,000 or something.
I remember working on it for quite some time. And so, yeah, it's a complicated thing.
I think, I mean, isn't somebody who works on the APS website or like part of the APS website or overall APS foundation, don't they work in our building?
Yes, I think one of the people that manage that website are down in the disease clinic.
Do you think there's any way that we could get them like on board with the like renaming?
Well, I mean, that's something you'd have to address, I think. You mean renaming diseases?
Well, I mean, just adopting some convention that we can point to. Yeah, well, like if I rename all the diseases a certain way, if they buy into it, we could put that up on the website and that would make everything more clear for anyone involved. Because I could say, hey, do you not understand? If you don't understand something, check it out on the APS website.
Yeah, that's cool. I think I would avoid putting an of in the name. I think I would use the rice, like the plant name at the beginning. I think that's what we were doing in the PSO, like rice, Magna, whatever, blast disease. But, you know, you got to check that out. But it seems kind of
the issue with that is I have to keep the disease. I have to keep the the pathogen name in the name of the disease. Otherwise, we get duplicates.
Right, right. I agree there.
So if you put like rice, Magnaportha disease, rice blast disease, it sounds like a like parentheses. Like I have to put a parentheses around the end of it to have the disease.
Right, but if you have rice blast disease, you don't really need of rice.
Right, but rice, it could be, that's a terrible example because that's only caused by one specific disease. But if you have a particular disease like root rot, like rice root rot,
right,
you can have rice root rot, and then there's like four or five different disease pathogens that cause it.
Pathogens that cause it, yeah.
And so we've decided to have those as, because it's pattern-based, if it has the same name, same host, if it has a different pathogen or causal agent, it becomes a different disease.
Well, sure, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm just not sure about putting of in the name, but we can sort that out as once we can see it. When we get a look at it.
Yeah, I believe I showed it at the last meeting that this came up. It was a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago, so. It might be good to just have a meeting where we just take a look at it and hash it out, and then so we can get it out there and start moving ahead with it, get it in our suite of ontologies. So, other things that we need to discuss. I don't know if there's other stuff that's going to be coming in. So I'm going to put a note on this that we'll hold this till the next release.
So that means not the one that is coming the next after that, right?
Yeah, I don't think we, it's at a point where we want to include it in the one that we're doing in 2 weeks, so or in a week. Okay, so we can work on that a little bit, discussing it.
And yeah, and if we can also think there is work to do on this stress ontology, whatever the name is, and on the TO for the paper, you know, because I don't think we can sort out all the problem or clean the TO perfectly for the end of the month. maybe I can come over to Corvallis and help with some of this. I mean, that would be more efficient to work on that. So if we can also decide of like a period, because I mean, my agenda, like my travel plans are already like
crazy.
Yeah, not crazy, but yeah, I'm going to SIP, so to Lima in January, the week after PAG. And then I'm supposed to go to Minneapolis, or I don't know, yeah, in March. And then, yeah, so just if we can have, yeah, this side of an idea of the timeline of when we want certain tasks to be done, right? Mm-hmm. So then we can, yeah, I can, yeah, arrange some plans and maybe come for 2 weeks or something like that.
Maybe you could give us the time frames that would be possible for you to come. And then we could look at what's going on our end.
Yeah, sure, I can do that. Okay, but I mean, do we want that? I mean, yeah, because after that, that would be like, yeah, okay. But like, should it be like in January, in February, you know, in March?
What do you think, Pankaj?
I'm fine with that.
There's a lot going on in February, or there's a lot going on in February. What about, I mean, I feel like March would be best for me personally, but that would be selfish. I don't, it's up to you guys.
I think February is too close to PAG.
And I'm going to be gone for Phenom and possibly that Rice meeting. So I'll be gone for almost half of February. So
I'm okay with March.
You're in Peru. Like, I mean, the end of January would be great, but you've got this Peru thing. Let me turn off some of this other stuff. So you're in Peru, and then what happens after that? And when do you go to this Minneapolis conference?
I don't know. Sometimes in March for now. That's what I know.
Okay, well, let's keep talking about this. Yeah, March is... There's fewer meetings in March anyway, so...
Yeah, because I'm... just for to let you know, I mean, I'm not coming to PAG, so...
Right.
Elizabeth will be there, but yeah, I won't be there.
Oh, I know the other thing I was going to ask. Do you know if Elizabeth has talked with the folks from Soup Agro?
Yeah, no, she probably did, but I have no clue. Yeah, no, I don't know what they decided.
I haven't heard anything back from her about that. Maybe you could follow up with her?
Okay. Yeah.
Because the next meeting we're going to have, I think, is going to, I don't really think we should have a meeting in the 19th. I think the meeting on the 19th, we could just work together on the release. Maybe just the four of us can meet or something. And so the next meeting I have planned is actually the 23rd, and you're going to be gone that day. I mean, I don't see there's any point in having a meeting on the 2nd of January or the 9th right before we leave. I mean, unless Pankaj thinks we need to have one there, but I had kind of thought the next one we'd do would be the 23rd. And hopefully we can do that presentation, the phenotyping presentation there. I think,
yeah, I think that's the plan,
we talked about were either the 23rd or the 25th. Yeah. Okay. So... And you guys are working on your version of the annual report?
Yeah. And Elizabeth told me that apparently she did in some... I don't know if it's in my version, in our version, or if she put stuff in... your version.
Okay.
Like, yeah, but I can share the document that I have. I mean, I just listed everything that we've been working on this year. Yeah. I mean, it's quite succinct, but he described every task, and yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, I would send you the document, the version that I have. I mean, Elizabeth was supposed to, she told me that she put do you know if she, yeah, no, I don't know on which version she worked. I don't know if she worked on my version or if she worked on your document.
I don't think she added it to our document.
Yeah, so that's what's probably in mind. So, okay, let me share that with you.
Okay.
as a temporary, yeah, like a draft, quite advanced draft.
Okay, and so you'll send that to me.
Yeah.
I see Dennis is on the call. We haven't heard anything from you, Dennis. How are you? Maybe he doesn't have a mic. I don't know if he wants to contribute or not. Okay. Well, anything else? If not, we can get off the phone and get busy.
Who else is on the call?
Well, Dennis is showing up on the call, but I can't. He hasn't said anything.
Dennis, that's just because I was sleeping. Hi, guys.
Hey, Dennis. Any updates on new hires or anything?
I've got a person working on trying to look at Evo Devo genes to connect Go terms to. We're doing this because the person does Evo Devo. Mm-hmm. Is that we're picking to do with fruit ripening and leaf development.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going and using their sort of, it's not knockouts really, but using their in situ information then to identify genes at certain stages of development.
Right. So that's more hands-on biology, right?
Yeah, it is. So, but it's more hands-on integrating, you know, information that we have at hand or are generating.
So are we, it means in order to do that, they might be creating some prior annotation and then go on to test their hypotheses, right?
Yeah, sort of. It's sort of like, okay, we have this. I mean, it's really, in a way, it's sort of setups. In other words, we have some notions about like which CUP genes are involved in, say, adaxial development in leaf primordia. And then you just, they go and they do these in situs, but they don't get beyond, say, you know, knockouts and restoration, right? Which is
that is true. But I'm talking about the process ahead of it, the game, before they even go to the lab. Means before, when they are still building their hypotheses or trying to find the genes or everything is in their head.
And correct.
Can they?
Correct. In their head, but also mainly from, also from what we know from classical.
That is true. What I'm trying to do is ask is, can they use Noctua to actually record that process, how they identify and actually do the annotation, so that we have this, the annotation preserved, and that goes into our database, but they take it forward to test it in situ. Instead of keeping in their head, can they help us annotate?
I should think so.
So maybe we should do a small Noctua session with them and invite them to do, especially flowering would be a nice one, actually.
Flowering or any of these
flowering or leaf development, whichever is
yeah.
In fact, all graduate students should try using that because they're already doing a lot of what do you call it as introduction to their thesis and things like that. So they're doing literature review and they can curate.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'll talk to them about that and talk to them.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a learning process, but actually it will help them put things in some digital format, and they can take it and put it in their thesis. That's absolutely fine because it's in a network format, and or in their papers. And obviously, they get the credit for annotating those pieces of information.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And then you can start giving them. Okay, you will get a pizza if you do that many numbers.
A pizza. Bribe, that's always good.
Yeah.
Girl, grad students are easy to bribe with food.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
a real New York pizza, too. Not some fake Columbus, Ohio one.
you had that one.
And I was wondering, Dennis, have you heard anything from Brandon? Has he making any progress on the fruit type, the fruit paper?
Well, I thought so, and then I haven't heard from him for a while because we have two papers. We have the fruit thing, but we also have that one on the wound paraderm and lentisols. You know, the whole thing about that development because it's so important in root crops. And then we have the paper way down the road, and then I haven't heard from him for about a month and a half. So I need to get on his case about it. Because we actually went through a bunch of crop plants and showed the development of the things. Differs. Well, there's things called lenticels on roots, but they're not. They're like where the lateral roots emerge from the cortex.
Right.
So it's a wound entry. But then they fill up with cork real quick, and they look like a lenticel. But, you know, they have a very different function, and they're very, and it's an important reaction, wound reaction, to prevent microorganism entry.
Right. So that'd be good to follow up with him and make sure.
Yeah, I'll get on him about that.
It's hard to keep these things going, but it'd be good to.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I know Pankaj, you and I have talked about this about a month ago or so, and just thought I'd ask. And Dennis, do you have an annual report for us?
We need the annual report to be submitted. It's already overdue.
Okay.
Do you need me?
Give that to you, right?
I think Lal shared something. Yeah. All we need is any abstracts or meetings that you guys have attended, number of people you worked with, and if they have worked over a certain number, 160 hours or something.
Yeah, and then it goes. But it goes to you, or I do it directly to
him. No, it comes to me.
Yeah. Okay. I'll resend the email to you, Dennis.
Yeah, do that, and I'll get that out.
You can either send it to me, and I can put it in the Dropbox.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would also suggest, in addition, to start thinking about what you want to do in the renewal.
Okay.
Yeah. Ideas for renewal, yeah.
Yeah.
My hope is that we should be able to submit by March or April. I don't want to delay it because we are all running out of funds.
Right.
Okay.
We have a no-cost extension. Your sub-awards were updated, and I don't know if NYBG signed off on that or not, but they were sent.
I think so. Do the and then there's this new system with no I don't know how to say it. Like when it's a plant genome now, they don't have due date things. It's really weird.
So there is no due date, but there are two panels. One is in June or July, another one is in November, December.
Yeah.
So whenever you submit, it goes to the next available panel.
Okay.
Yeah. There is no deadlines in the whole of bio.
Yeah, right. They started with plant genome and then moved out to the other groups.
Right. And I think it's good. But I think what happens is we humans are very prone to working in a very controlled and structured manner.
Yep.
And if you take out that structure, we are just free for all. We don't know what to do. So somebody has to go around with a stick and say, this is the deadline. So
that's because think about it. When you come through university, you have exam deadlines, term paper deadlines. Everything we do is a deadline.
Yeah, so there is no deadline.
Remove the deadlines and we don't know what to do.
Yes. So it just keeps on going and there is no end to that. So yeah. I suggest that we fix our deadline. Let's say 15th of April or April 30th. But I would not delay it beyond May 15th. But April 30th is the thing. So I will be teaching in January to March, but I'll put my sincere effort to get it out and be ready by April 15th.
Yeah, because we'd like to get in. You said the panels are like in June.
Yes. So if you get in there, then they may be able to send it for review and discuss it in the June.
I can spell November. That'd be good.
And advantage is that we may have still some little bit of money left. So the year one request would be much smaller than the regular one. In that case, they don't have to spend too much money on year one. Because new projects are funded based on the money they receive for funding new. All the old ones are committed money, so that is not a concern.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else we need to touch base on today? I think that's all the things on my list. All righty. Should we call it a wrap then? Well, we all got lots to do. Good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Dennis, are you going to bed, Dennis?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Maybe we'll chat a little more there.
That would be good.
Yeah. Okay. Take care. Thanks, everyone.
See you in San Diego.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you won't see you all anymore in this year, then Happy New Year and happy holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Ready for the snow.
Coming up quickly.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.